From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities Monday. The blast claimed by Islamic State took place in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. Tartus resident Mahmoud Hassan said a series of blasts targeted his city's garage and supermarket. He called the carnage incomprehensible. Blasts also rocked a hospital, bus stations, and electric power station. The IS group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Emerson College analyst Yasser Muniv says the bombings represent a changing tactics by the IS group, which is under growing pressure in territory it controls.
ISIS is trying to bring attention to the coast with a majority Alawite population and try to trigger some kind of sectarian conflict between Sunni and the Alawite and the Shia, because it's under a lot of pressure in other areas in Syria and Iraq.
The blasts come as Iraqi forces begin an assault on the IS-held western city of Fallujah. IS terrorists Monday also claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruitment center in Yemen's southern city Aden, as well as one nearby the Badr army base that killed more than 40 people. Yemeni forces regained control of Aden last year. Deadly attacks have become more common as the pro-government forces clash with local affiliates of IS and al-Qaeda. Italy says rescue vessels operating off the Libyan coast pulled more than 2,500 migrants to safety Monday. The migrants pulled from 14 dinghies in a single large boat. The UN says more than 30,000 migrants, mostly from Africa, have been pulled from the Mediterranean and brought to refugee centers in Italy so far this year. This is VOA News. President Obama delivered a speech in Hanoi Tuesday on improved relations between the U.S. and Vietnam and the need for constructive dialogue between the two. He spoke of the war the two countries fought 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In his remarks, Mr. Obama spoke of the possibility of prosperity and security the two can share going forward. He also called for a peaceful resolution of the South China Sea territorial tension and respect for human rights. Mr. Obama also met several civil society activists, although some were prevented from the meeting, as well as with young entrepreneurs. He'll travel to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, later Tuesday. Senior members of the Afghan Taliban have reportedly met to choose a successor to their former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, hours after President Obama Monday confirmed his death in a U.S. drone strike in southwest Pakistan Saturday. Mr. Obama said the Taliban leader rejected efforts by the Afghan government to seriously engage in peace talks. He said the Taliban continues to plot against and unleash attacks on U.S. and coalition forces. The far-right candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. The Eurosceptic Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer narrowly lost to former Greens Party and independent Alexander Van der Bellen Sunday, who won by taking most absentee ballots.
Viele Menschen in diesem Land fühlen sich offensichtlich nicht
Mr. Van der Bellen said many people feel they are not being seen or heard enough. He called for a culture of communication to ease people's concerns, worries, and fears. Sunday's runoff came weeks after both men swept aside challenges from the ruling Social Democrats. A big issue is the influx of migrants and refugees into Western Europe from other parts of the world. South African state prosecutors say they will appeal a high court ruling that President Jacob Zuma should face hundreds of corruption allegations, which were dropped by the National Prosecuting Authority back in 2009 when Mr. Zuma ran for office. The National Director of Prosecution, Sean Abrahams, defended the decision Monday as being in the public interest.
I will always do what is correct, irrespective of whether the individual concerned is an ordinary citizen, a cabinet minister, or a sitting president.
Last month, the High Court ordered a review of the decision to drop the charges. Mr. Zuma, who has denied any wrongdoing, has faced mounting calls to resign. Uganda Monday said four policemen patrolling on its side of Lake Albert were killed, allegedly by Congolese troops. Kampala said the incident occurred Saturday, has demanded those be prosecuted who are guilty, as well as receiving compensation. Brazil's new interim government is facing its first crisis, with the planning minister stepping down amid allegations he attempted to conspire to obstruct a widening corruption investigation. The government of Michel Temer has been in office just 11 days after an impeachment trial for a suspension of President Dilma Rousseff. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.